Now, on this Christmas Day, I wanted to give you the last little talk on Frosty the Snowman. We've been working through this Advent series here. We've been having a little bit of fun here, focusing our attention on the Christmas story, but using the 1969 Frosty the Snowman animated special to communicate this story. And so we come to the song Frosty the Snowman, which was actually the song written back in 1950, actually recorded back in 1950, a song written by Walter Jack Rollins and Steve Nelson. And Gene Autry was actually the first one that sang this with the Cass County Boys. Listen to Autry as he sings.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, and his eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman made the children laugh and play. Were they surprised when before their eyes he came to life that day? There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler stop, for Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday."
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Thumpity thump thump,
thumpity thump thump,
look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump,
thumpity thump thump,
over the hills of snow.
Just a great rendition, actually the original rendition. And the reason that the song was written, it had been written after the success of Gene Autry's recording of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer the previous year. And so they shipped this new song off to Autry, and he records Frosty in search of another seasonal hit. And it was completely loved by people. Many of you don't know, but Frosty the Snowman was a hit in that animated special after Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had been a success. But also, just the idea, Gene Autry had this incredible power back in the day. He could make film after film after film and just do very successfully. Well, we come to this story, Frosty the Snowman, and we've talked about the last three times that we've gotten together, and we've looked at the different characters of Hocus, we've looked at Professor Hinkle, and then we looked at Karen. Well, Frosty's the main character, and he is somebody that comes to life with this hat being put on his head. He says happy birthday because that's the his first day, and he's just so excited. And so we come to the end of the story, and he has finally won over everybody, and even Professor Hinkle finally allows him to have the hat. And we come to the end of the story, and he's parting from Karen on her rooftop. And then the story is closing with Jimmy Durante singing the song, Frosty the Snowman. And so we see that there's a promise that next Christmas he's going to get there. So he puts Karen down, and then we see the story wrap up.
Karen hated the shape of Frosty, but a Santa promise. Frosty returned every year with the magical Christmas snow. And every year there was a great celebration with a big Christmas parade.
And so we see here that Frosty makes this promise. And obviously it's not a true story. But we come to the story of Scripture. And what came to mind as I was thinking about this Christmas time, because I don't know what your life is like right now. It's Christmas Day here. And the temptation will be to let, if you're not careful, your love can grow cold. And so when he was asked about what it would be like before his return, Jesus made this amazing statement to his disciples. We see it in Matthew 24, verses 1 through 12, but we look at these the focus here. It says, "And many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. Sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold." So as you and I look around at the world, it's not hard to see that sin is running rampant. The love of many is growing cold, and the world sins. And this should not come as a shock to those of us that are believers. What's shocking is that Jesus isn't necessarily talking just about the world there. He's talking about Christians. The Greek word for love used in this passage refers to agape love, which is the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. It is that selfless, sacrificial love developed in us through the work of the Holy Spirit that Jesus tells us will grow cold. Now, what could possibly make this love grow cold? Well, Jesus gave an answer earlier in those verses. He says, "And many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other." Now, why would people do that? Well, they're offended. If we're not intentional in dealing with offense and living out God's love for others by forgiving them as he forgave us, our love will grow cold. I want to make this personal right now. I know in my own life, if I let an offense take root in my heart because I've been treated unfairly, and there's been times I think that that's the case, I feel justified. But what will happen is bitterness will be held against someone, and that's going to desensitize me to the love of God. There will be times where people around you are being moved by spiritual happenings, and you aren't moved at all because your heart has grown cold. That's happened to me, and we need a wake-up call sometimes. And so around this time of the year, when we should be focused on the love of God through bringing his son into the world, I want to encourage you. I know Frosty is a positive story. It's a happy story. But how is your heart? Has it grown cold? And Jesus told his disciples, he said in Luke 17, he said, it is impossible that no offenses should come. You're going to be mistreated. You're going to be wronged. You're going to be misunderstood. And you'll be even spoken of poorly. You'll experience all kinds of injustices. Forgive anyways. Don't give a place in your heart to any form of bitterness. Because an offense seeks to take you a prisoner if you let it. Resist it. Don't yield ground to it. Don't let the love of God grow cold inside of you. Where's your heart? Behold, he stands at your door, and it's the door of your heart, and he knocks. Invite him in. Forgive. Let go. It's Christmas Day. Let's not do it just because it's a nice response of Ebenezer Scrooge. Let's do it because we don't want to have a cold heart. We don't want to miss out on the blessings that we can have courtesy of a loving and forgiving heart, the kind of heart that God has.